Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
It's Puck, the Doom Trickster. You're not going to remember me.
Frequency, bringing the megahertz.
I'm Penance, and sometimes I can be a real witch.
I'm Sokotoa, master of gadgetry and geometry.
I'm Alina. The rest is need to know.
Windshear, full of hot air and out of time.
Now with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 20, Falcon Down, Issue 4, Assembly Required. On the cover, Sage stands alone at the top of the grand staircase of the Falcon headquarters in Protean City. Mutants with familiar faces lay discarded around her. She cradles in her arms the unconscious body of the Lunar Lens. Her single gauntleted hand is raised to the sky, blasting a blazing beacon of hope for all in the city to see. What was once simply a glossy sticker now replaces the main header, the Protean City logo wreathed in flames. This is the conclusion of the Falcon Down event.
The first panel shows the outside of the Falcon headquarters in Protean City. Standing at the top of a set of decorative steps is Sage. And kind of slung over her shoulder, like one arm slung over the shoulder, is Lunar Lens. And she looks badly hurt. She's in civilian clothing. She does not look like she's ready to fight anybody. And there's a whole crowd of mutants who've recently been prisoners behind her. Among them are Mosa Vida, also looking just absolutely beaten up. The villain Vapor Fist, a couple of other familiar faces in there. But surrounding them, all on the ground and in the air, are striped eagle armors. They are the sleek silver armors that haven't been painted. They're not Holly's armor. They are the other clones of her. And Sage, you are surrounded. What do you do?
Are they looking like they're about to actively attack me, or have they definitely seen me?
They've definitely seen you.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving into like a position in coordination.
I have allies, people yes. that I just released.
Yes.
Powerful allies, most of them adults.
Yes. You have a lot of powerful allies there with you.
Uh-huh.
That said, they have been in captivity.
Uh-huh.
And like, they will fight. They're willing to fight.
Right.
They're not looking good.
Okay. So I'm still on the comm with Frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, we're surrounded. We're under attack. It's time for a war. And I'm going to switch off my comm. And I'm just going to turn to Lunar Lens and say, what do we do?
And the next panel shows her looking at you just tiredly, and the striped eagle armors all raising their right hands mm-hmm. and pointing them up at the top of the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Frequency. We rejoin you. You're back in this kind of central square that the fight with the Hand of Evil and Gloom went down in. At that point, the police have taken over on that level. You have kind of a group of mutants from the bar that are dispersing, as well as Puck and D&E does not exist, which is Sokotoa's new cool identity.
Guys, I really don't want this to come to war, but I can't stand by and let Sage get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, we can't not go save her or help.
I brought all my stuff.
I think we should go, but I think we need to give Alina and Ramon a call.
I mean, I don't like where this is going, and I think we need all the help we can get.
Yeah.
So, Alina, what are you and Ramon doing? What are we doing when we get the call? Last time we were at the base watching some Netflix.
Yep. Yeah. I think what's a kind of game that Ramon liked to play his timeline?
Ooh, that's interesting. How about pool?
Okay.
That's fun.
So I think you're explaining to me the rules of pool, but they're kind of different from the ones that are here.
Oh, nice. Yeah, there's like little differences.
Yeah, so yeah. Like it's not the eight ball isn't black. And
like you're missing a bunch of balls.
Yeah.
It's really a problem. So yeah, you're going to get the comm, or we're going to get the comm, but I don't know how to answer my phone, from Frequency. And what does that say? Is it like, are you just opening up the call or sending like a text communication of some kind?
Oh, it would be a phone call.
Okay.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep.
What's up?
Hey, Alina. It's Ben. You know that already. Caller ID. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Look, there's been a lot of stuff going on. Sage is in trouble. She may or may not have just single-handedly infiltrated a Falcon base.
Oh, how did this happen?
Wait. Is that the team? I can't get my communicator to turn on. I'm trying to.
Hold on. I'm gonna put it on speaker. All right. Can you please explain to me how I leave her with you guys for what, 4 hours? And she's infiltrating the one base that could, you know, legitimately imprison her forever.
Look, stuff was going down. Something happened over on the east side. I sent out a bunch of texts. I don't know if you saw them or not, but Puck was coming to help. He got distracted somehow. Met up.
Of course he did.
I'm not sure. We worked with the Striped Eagles a little bit, but we went to help him, but he wasn't in trouble. I don't know.
Okay, all right. Somewhere you know what?
We lost Sage.
So, okay. How infiltrated is infiltrated?
At that point, your burner phone in your pocket that the asset uses to communicate with you this week starts buzzing.
Okay. I'll meet you guys along the way. Just head towards there. And then...
swap over.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Is this line secure?
Give me a second. And I go into another room. What's up?
There's a whole lot of chatter on Falcon channels. I think something's going down. Do you know anything about this?
I might have an inkling.
All right. I'm going to send you some coordinates. Those coordinates are the true center of Falcon.
Okay.
Of course, they are not staying within the city. They have a public presence here, and it looks like a lot of the stuff is focused around that. But if something big is going down, I know you've been worried about it. I've been a little worried about it. And if I'm not able to strike at Nerve Center, then you need to be able to.
Wait, I'm confused. You're going to Falcon? Why are you going to Falcon?
Hopefully not. I'm going to be using some other resources first. But the amount of movement and chatter from Falcon tonight is huge. And with how things have been going, we might need to be ready to apply a solution to the problem. Our priority is keeping Protean City safe. We have to do what we have to do. And he's trying to shift your labels.
Okay.
He's trying to raise your danger and lower your mundane. I know. It's an odd one for him.
Yes, I'll accept.
All right. Keep the line open. I'll be in communication if I can.
Okay. I've got it.
And then the line is dead.
All right, Ramon. Looks like we are finally taking that field trip to Falcon.
At that point, as you're coming in back into the room that he was in, mm-hmm. and he's got like He's got his shirt off, and he's got like his costume most of the way pulled on, and is grabbing his mask and going like, "All right, let's go. Come on, let's roll." So are you going, I assume, to Sage?
Yes.
Where you know where she is. That is the
I just
Falcon
follow my
offices.
Heart.
Yeah, you just follow your heart. The Falcon offices in Protean City are like a public place. People know mm-hmm. that it exists. And then also you're going to receive on your burner phone the location of kind of the Falcon Nerve Center.
Okay.
Which we'll address when slash if you decide to go there, because that might be a terrible place to go. So how do you get there?
I've been taking some evasion driving courses.
Cool.
And so the driver's ed car... is so with the second steering wheel and brake and gas pedal.
Yeah.
That's kind of been parked. So I'm just gonna hop
Perfect.
In.
Perfect. Yeah, so we get a panel that shows the car like tearing around a corner and like skidding and driving around another car, and then a panel that just shows student driver on the back of it.
Precisely.
And we're going to be returning to the Falcon base. And so the editorial note says Falcon base. No, not that one. And we see the interior of the true nerve center of Falcon for just a panel or two. It's like half of the page before we move back to the action. And it shows the director, Virgil Lance, and he is standing in his suit, looking very like put together at a whole bunch of monitors on the wall. On many of those monitors, we can see Sage standing up at the top of the stairs. Like, it looks like these are the feeds from the Striped Eagle helmets. He calls into the other room and says, "Doctor, I need you to stay here. Keep an eye on things. And if things should go poorly, be ready with the experiments." And he turns and we see him starting to like he takes off his suit jacket and starts like moving over towards just this huge wall that's covered with all sorts of machinery. And vaguely in the background of that shot, we can see a big cylinder that looks like it's filled with some kind of like green swampy liquid. And the next panel just pulls back a little bit more as the director is undoing his shirt. And we see there's rows and rows of these cylinders full of green swampy liquid. And we return to Sage. And it's like, editor's note, Falcon base. Yes, that one.
All right. So I'd like to try to do two things simultaneously.
Okay.
Don't know if I can. Gonna try. One is I want to send my bike.
Okay.
Into the side of a building.
Okay.
And ignite. Like, I'm trying to make an explosion distraction.
Okay.
By sending my bike in the opposite direction.
Okay.
And hopefully causing an explosion. At the same time, I would like to try to go back inside with Lunar Lens and find a place to hide.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to act with desperation.
7 plus my savior, so it's a 10.
So we get a panel that shows you like reaching to your pocket and just kind of like tapping your phone a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And the motorcycle just like swings from around the side of the building, hurls itself up over the steps, and goes just careening into a nearby building.
Awesome.
There's an explosion and like shattered glass. It's an office building, so probably this late at night isn't like, you know, full of people.
That was the hope.
But there's a good amount of fire and chaos from that anyway. And you can hear like alarms going off within that building.
Awesome.
The Striped Eagles, some of them like turn and start running towards that building. Some of them look kind of just surprised and stunned for a moment. And you're able to start like dragging back inside the building?
Yeah, so my plan is to go back in the building and hunker down in one of the offices or rooms because there is such good security in there. I'm hoping at least I can get a way to like have a wall at my back, so easier defense or hopefully.
Cool. So you're like trying to like get to like a choke point.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and are you bringing the prisoners with you?
No.
Or they're kind of like, you're like pulling back and letting them stay out for now?
Yeah, if they're going to fight, they're going to fight, but I can't do anything until my team gets here, so okay. I'm just hoping that they're actually going to come and okay. help me.
So you duck into like an office, and you've got Lunar Lens with you, and she sits down, and she looks so drained and so tired. Like, she doesn't seem fully there.
Yeah.
And like, it's a pretty small, normal little office. Like, it's got a phone, it's got a computer.
Does it have the security with the, like, with the gauntlet that I can lock the room?
Yeah. Sure.
So I'm going to put my gauntlet up to the hand pad and lock the room and, you know, try to, are there windows in the room?
Do you want there to be windows in the room?
Not really.
Because there's a whole bunch of offices. No, yeah. No windows.
So interior I'm going to try office. To set her up in like a chair and okay. assess the damage that okay. she's dealing with. Whether technically or not, I just want to figure out what's going on with her.
There's nothing to do with that. Okay. Yeah, she...
Oh my God. Lens, can you hear me?
Why don't you go ahead and roll to assess the situation?
Okay. I'm a -2 because I'm guilty. That's a 7. -2 for guilty.
Plus superior.
So it's a 6.
So it's a 6. Okay. So you're sitting down and trying to talk to her, and she seems just kind of dazed. She seems to not be like fully hearing you even. Like shooken up. And then the computer monitor turns on behind you. It is the director's face on the monitor, like very close up.
Mm-hmm.
Not comfortable. It's like just his face, essentially.
Great.
And it turns on and he goes, soldier, give your report. That's not Holly. And he is like, you can see that there's like a webcam on top of the computer.
I'm going to shoot the computer.
Okay.
Yeah, with the gauntlet.
Okay. Yeah. And it explodes.
Great.
There's not like any sort of a question there. That you blast it. And like, you can see a moment of recognition on his face.
Yeah.
Before that happens.
Sure.
But the computer is just, it's there. That is a null computer.
Yeah.
And now we're going to zoom in over to the boys. The panel shows you, like, coming up on the Falcon base. And there is a building on fire nearby. It looks like mostly the bottom couple of floors, but, like, obviously these things spread. You can hear sirens. You can hear fire sirens coming as well, like alarms inside the building and outside the building. There are striped eagles. Some of them have fire extinguishers and are trying to deal with it. And you can see that there is like a standoff starting up. Vapor Fist is standing in the front of the mutant gang, and he looks all kinds of messed up. He's got like a ton of just smoke pouring out of him beyond what is supposed to happen. The striped eagle, and like Holly is now standing there in front with the striped eagles and is like instructing him to stand down. It looks like this could clash any second.
Kalina's pretty uncomfortable. He didn't think he'd be this far from home. He knows Alina's on the way and he doesn't feel super comfortable around her yet. So he's not going to engage. He's going to wait to see what happens and then
okay.
go in if he needs to.
Cool.
Can I Tokyo drift in?
Well, yeah, why don't we go ahead and let's bring everybody together. I don't think we need to do this as two separate things. We get a panel that has the boys like coming up and looking at this big scene, and then just blue sparks and flicking wheels as Alina swings the car around in front, and like Windshear kind of like stumbles out the passenger door and is like clearly looking a little sick. It has been a harrowing ride through the city in a car much faster than he is used to cars going. And we are here outside, and there's striped eagles all like just filling the area around this building.
Shit.
So Sage is inside that?
It looks like it.
Have you been able to raise her since her distress call?
I haven't heard back anything. I'm not sure if she dropped her phone, if it's just not getting through.
So I've been reading the files.
Okay. You've been reading the files. Cool. So roll plus superior.
It's a six.
Okay. So you're looking at this situation. You have, because of your knowledge of Falcon, because of the different things going on, you have a way to connect to some Falcon voice bands. Because of course you do. Like, you're connected to the asset and he would set you up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe as part of this reading the files, like, it occurs to you that you have that access. Do you want to use it?
Yes.
We get like a moment of you, you know, putting in a communicator that is separate from the other communicators. You've got so many phones. And you hear a voice coming through. It is the director's voice. And you hear, Holly, activate the swarm. And across in front of the building, you see Striped Eagle, the one in the proper painted armor, kind of flinch and put a hand up to the side of her helmet. And she says, sir, are you sure? What do you do?
I am going to try and cut off the communication between him and her.
Okay.
So I can't think of a way to do that with my telekinesis other than just knocking a whole bunch of the clones into her.
That's true. That makes sense.
And knocking off her helmet. Frequency? Something is about to go down. We need to cut Holly Prime off communication-wise. Can you do that?
I could try my best.
Okay. What's that panel look like?
Probably just even right where we're all standing. Just sort of, you know, turning. I know she's off in the distance, but sort of squaring myself off towards her.
Yeah.
And just trying to focus just right on her.
Nice.
Because it's not like a big... Not something big we're trying to do to everyone. If we're just focusing on her, just trying to concentrate that power right towards her.
Cool. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
Perfect. So that is a 7 on the dice plus 2. So a 9.
All right. Great. So you can choose. Would you like to mark a condition or shall I tell you how it's unstable or temporary?
I will actually mark a condition.
Okay.
I'm going to feel a little bit guilty because we were sort of just fighting together.
Yeah.
We are kind of getting these two groups to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm now sort of attacking her in a way, which I didn't really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But so I feel guilty doing that.
Okay. And you're just cutting off her communication with the director.
Correct.
Okay.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Perfect. Well, no, you marked that condition. You've done it. So, Alina, you can still hear both ends of the conversation, but they can't hear each other.
Okay.
So you hear the director say, yes, begin the swarm. And her saying, sir? Sir?
I'm going to go over to Holly and just, I'm taking her to the side.
Okay. So as you come up, the Striped Eagles all like turn, like not all the Striped Eagles because they're very busy with a lot of other things, but several of them like turn towards you and start to kind of square off and get ready, seeing this group that they've kind of fought and fought with and everything like that very recently. Hi, this isn't a great time.
I'm quite aware of that. I think we need to have a little chat, though. What's the swarm, Holly?
Why don't you roll to pierce her mask?
All right. So that's just a straight up 8.
Okay. So on a 7 to 9, you ask one.
What are you really planning?
She looks at you really suspiciously for a second and then taps her communicator again and is clearly getting nothing. You can hear the director like growling out, "Initiate the swarm now."
So
but she
I just
can't.
I just step to the side so she can see frequency.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, give our friend Holly a wave.
So I wave.
So he can't hear me right now?
No.
Okay, the swarm is a Striped Eagle protocol. It activates the nanotechnology in us and creates a shield around Protean City. It's to deal with potential outsider threats and make sure that nobody can destroy this. It's a protection for the city. It's like a big shield. And it moves us all into position for that. But it activates our nanotech and we don't feel a lot during it.
I see. Now, when the shield is up, can people get out?
No. It keeps everyone in, no one in or out.
This doesn't sound good.
I don't know why he's calling for it. It can't be that he would just do it for no reason. There's got to be a purpose for this.
Did you ever think that it might be that he can keep us all trapped here until his reinforcements arrive? Or so we can't get the message out to our allies?
I mean, it'll be around the whole city, and I think we're kind of the reinforcements already.
Can I punch her?
Yes.
Puck held, like, he hung back a little bit.
Okay.
He let, like, Alina rolled in, she, like, assessed the situation, she started acting, like, he was gonna follow her lead, he's following her up there, he starts hearing about what the swarm is.
Yeah.
And so he throws a fist.
Okay. Roll to directly engage a threat.
6, 7, 8, 9. I'm gonna resist or avoid her blows.
Okay. There are these panels, and we see Puck kind of coming closer and closer into the panel, and him just coming up and just hurling a haymaker, and
he's just like, "A prison in the bay wasn't enough. Now you have to turn the whole city into a prison. And what's next? Another city? And then the country? What's enough for you people?"
And Striped Eagle is just like lying down on the ground. She got knocked down with that. Puck is very strong.
Yeah.
But she's getting one of her gloves up. And it looks like she's just about to start blasting. D&E, what are you doing?
So while Alina and Striped Eagle were having their conversation, he's hung back. He has very complicated relationships with both of these girls at the moment.
Yeah.
So he has noticed that Lena didn't really say anything to him.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't notice that he's even in a different costume.
So maybe
so he feels pretty terrible about himself.
Okay.
That said, he sees Striped Eagle go to like put her arm up in an offensive gesture.
She's going to blast.
And I'm going to immediately throw an orb to at least move her arm somewhere else.
Nice.
To go a building ahead, or something.
Go ahead and roll to defend.
Okay, that could work. I only got, though, a 6.
Okay. You throw the orb, and it smacks her arm to the side. But before she even manages to get a blast off, her armor is suddenly surrounded in this cage of electricity. The armor is electrocuting her. And Alina, you can hear the director saying, "Do I make myself clear? Activate the swarm now." And Striped Eagle is screaming.
I can't hear.
No.
Right, but I can see that she's being electrocuted.
Yeah. Why don't I give all of you a second? And step back in with Sage.
So Lunar Lens is not conscious, really.
Yeah, she's able to walk, but she's not communicating. Like, she's not responding to most of what you say. She's giving, like, an occasional weak smile. It doesn't seem to be connected to what you are saying or doing.
Right. Okay. Lens, I know you're in there. I just need you to keep it together. Just trust me. We're going to be okay. Ben's coming. And I'm going to dial my comm and call just Ben.
Okay.
Singularly.
Roll to comfort and support also.
I got a 10. Oh, yeah. Minus 2 because that's mundane, right?
Yes.
So an 8.
Okay. As the comm is activating to connect to frequency, Lunar Lens kind of just grabs onto your jacket and says, I want to go back in the tank.
The tank?
I want to go back in the tank. And at that point, Ben, you are receiving a communication.
Sage, where are you? Are you okay?
Oh my God, Ben. Okay, I have Lens. She's not okay.
You've got her?
I've got her. We're inside the Falcon base on the first floor, the second door to the left. I've locked us in. I shot the computer. I'm pretty sure someone saw us. I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do. I'm just trying to... She's talking about a tank. Do you know...
My brain gets better when I go in the tank.
I'm going to just put the phone up like near her so he can hear what she's saying.
Okay. She kind of turns her head towards it a little bit and goes, I want to go back in the tank. I get more like the other one when I go back in the tank.
What's happening?
I don't know. There's no tanks or anything out here.
I don't know. I think she's just talking nonsense.
Keep her talking. Keep her awake. I'm already on my way inside.
Okay. She's hard to move, so I'm not going to be able to do much. We'll be here. I'll wait. And I'll hang up. And I'm just going to keep talking to her.
Okay.
And ask, Lens, do you mean like a bath? Do you need a bath? You've been in a cell a long time. I'm sure you feel terrible. But Ben's coming and we're going to go home and you can take a bath.
No. The bath in the mountains. And the next panel just shows the two of you holding each other's hands. And frequency, how are you getting in?
Right now, I'm running for the front door.
Okay. Can you maintain the block between the director and Striped Eagle if you're not there?
Not in a way to cleverly answer your question, but okay. What I was trying to do before was like fry...
Perfect.
Fry her communicator almost completely.
Perfect. That's exactly what I was wanting to know. Like, okay. Is that like, because that's good to know that is now down.
That's why it wasn't something unstable or temporary.
Ah, nice. Mm. True. Okay.
Would you tell me why you're running away from? Because I imagine the three of us or the four of us or whatever are kind of like.
Probably. You know, I'm just probably yelling like I've got to get Sage.
Okay.
And I'm just running.
So Puck sees that Ben is running inside.
Yeah.
And he's going to kneel down next to the Striped Eagle, who is still being electrocuted.
Yeah. She gets electrocuted and then it pauses.
Mm-hmm.
And Alina hears activate the swarm and then it electrocutes again.
And he's just going to kind of look at her, kind of like cock his head and not really kind of fully understand what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just going to tap her helmet and just say, you can't have my friends. And John is going to... I'm going to use a move I haven't moved before. Because I have a move. I have one move.
You have a move?
I have one move. It's called Game Face.
Okay.
So when I commit to saving someone or defeating a terrible enemy, I get to mark a condition and I get to take +1 ongoing until I achieve that goal.
Cool.
Any scene where I don't make progress toward that goal, I have to mark another condition.
Okay.
And I mark a potential when I succeed at that goal.
Okay.
So I'm going to commit to saving Sage.
Okay, cool.
And so I'm going to mark hopeless.
Nice.
And so then John is going to stand back up and follow after Ben.
Okay.
And I want to charge my burn.
Nice. Go ahead and roll to charge your burn.
I +1 to this too?
It says plus one. One
it says plus one ongoing to achieve my goal.
Yes, this is related to achieving your goal.
So that's 4 plus 5 plus 1, so 5 plus 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right. Wow.
It's still not great, actually. I need to mark a condition, and I only have one more condition.
Yeah.
So I'm going to mark one more condition, I guess.
Cool.
But I get 3 burn.
Nice. So yeah, so we get a panel that shows Frequency and Puck, like, running up the steps. And there's just, like, crazy black energy coming off of Puck. Because yeah. I think when you get that 7 to 9, it's got to be a little less elegant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's already pretty not elegant already to begin with.
But you've got your game mask on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you come up, like, the mutants... there's a moment of hesitation as you get up there with the mutants, but they also don't care who goes inside. They're trying to leave. So you're able to, like, push through the crowd and get to the door that Sage is behind.
Okay.
What do you do?
Can I hear him?
Probably.
Yeah, I probably, like, pound on the door.
Yeah.
Are you alone? Are you being followed? Can I let you in?
I just got Puck with me.
Yes, he's not alone, and he's being followed by me.
I'm gonna hold the gauntlet up to the door and open the door, and I'm just gonna hug Ben, because I was mean to him before, and I feel bad.
Sage, are you okay?
I'm fine, but Lens is not, and we need to get out of here.
Oddly, getting in here was no problem. Getting her out is gonna be a little bit tougher, but I'm with you. We've got to figure something out.
Puck, do you have anything
to help her or to get out?
We need to get her out. We can get out if we don't have to carry her, but
I can carry
at least her.
Do I notice, is she still, like, mumbling?
Yeah.
So at this point, as Sage, like, left her, she kind of just, like, leaned forward. She's sitting in the chair. Yeah, both of you would see she does not look well, and she seems kind of stuck on this, I want to go to the tank.
So I want to kneel down next to her.
Okay.
Sort of initially imagining just, like, picking her up.
Yeah.
But as soon as he sees that she's, like, muttering and whispering these things over and over again, mm-hmm. he's going to just, like, reach out and touch, like, grab her neck.
Okay.
And, like, kind of grab her head. And he is going to push into her memories and try to figure out what she's talking about.
Roll to unleash your powers.
8. It's only an 8.
Okay, so mark a condition, or I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
It's unstable or temporary, unfortunately.
Okay.
I cannot mark more conditions.
So you connect with Lunar Lens, and initially you start seeing all of these little weird snippets of life. Like, it seems this is not a regular human brain. This is not what a regular human brain functions like, and the storage is wrong.
But I'm pretty good at this.
You're good at this, yeah. So you get little weird snippets of time that seem to be from Lunar Lens's life. And then there's just these, like, black swaths that are just empty.
Hmm. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Do the blacks... So when I had, in the last issue...
Yes.
I had poked into the Striped Eagle's brain and found that she had some of her memories tampered with.
Yes.
Is it the same kind of black...
No.
Okay.
Where you had touched Striped Eagle's memories, it was like it had been ripped out. This is like nothing was ever there.
Oh.
Like, this is much cleaner. This isn't...
Okay.
This doesn't look like someone, like, hacked into her brain. This is a cleaner removal of memory, or a cleaner lack of memory than you could do.
Oh.
Even with your trickster powers. And then... you get the most recent batch of memories, and they seem completely disconnected from what you've seen before, and you're looking through this green haze, like this green liquid, and ahead of you, you can see a table that has Lunar Lens on it, and she's strapped in with various different... like needles and electrodes on her head. And you remember this is the first time that the tank gave you enough that you could remember something for yourself. and it was the time that you saw yourself on the table. And as you access that memory, you notice the nanobots that are inside of her. And they start to kick to life. And Lunar Lens pulls herself jerkingly to her feet and is standing before you. And you can see there's just glowing lights up the sides of her neck that were like the nanobots are like showing up through the skin. And she says, I want to go back to the tank. And you see her hands like forming into fists.
Lens?
Outside, Striped Eagle is being electrocuted again. Alina, Dionne, you're there. The Striped Eagle core, the rest of them, are starting to come over. Like, they look freaked out because they saw what happened. They don't think that you're electrocuting her. But they obviously would like their prime to be okay. So what are you doing?
So I'm going to talk to Isaac.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask him if he doesn't mind trying to chew through some wires.
Okay.
Understanding full well, this is going to hurt really bad. His body has metal on it. Mm-hmm. So we may need to find something that grounds him a little bit, even if we can like just get some kind of rubbery something, try to get some of that excess electricity put into the ground instead of frying his little tushy.
Go ahead and roll to defend. Yeah. So Isaac kind of like moves over and is like,
defend is not something that he helps with.
Oh no.
What is it?
Savior.
I rolled a 3.
Oh.
And it's a plus 2. So it's a 5.
So Isaac goes over and he's kind of like, and just, he's this, there's an editorial note. Isaac, alien rabbit armadillo, small and cute. And then it says underneath, like, sidekick of, Dionne. Isaac kind of waddles over to the suit of Striped Eagle armor and gets his face into the armor and starts like, nang, nang, nang. And there's a couple panels of him sort of just like, pausing occasionally and coming back and like a look of his face of like, and with a little bit of electricity coming off of him and sticking his face back in and then you see the power go out of her helmet and her head kind of like drops back and a speaker starts activating from her armor. That some sort of bypass has happened. Isaac is like trying to do this and like ripping away at stuff. And then the chest plate of her armor starts to look like it's heating up. And you hear a robot voice that's like supposed to be inside the helmet, but things are all messed up and wires are all wrong. That says, suit overheating. Explosion imminent. Get clear. Eject from suit, and there's like a noise that should have been her ejecting from the suit, but she can't. She's stuck inside of it, and it is about to, it's going to explode soon. It's overheating. Alina, what are you doing?
I'm running.
You're running. Okay. Are you running into the building or away from the building?
I'm running towards Sage.
Okay. So we get a panel that shows that warning going up and Isaac looking up at you with like guilty dog face, like dog that just ripped up a bunch of paper towels in the pantry or something like that. And then we see Alina's face for a moment and then see her just turn and run towards the building.
So I'd like to assess the situation.
Okay. Go ahead and roll plus superior. Don't roll a 6 minus.
I got something. Yeah. I got a 7.
Excuse okay, me. So you can ask one.
What here or in the geographical area nearby can I use to make this explosion as least damaging to everyone as possible?
Basically, I'm looking, is there any like water source or something I can just like throw the suit in there and then like fish her out later? I don't know. I just need to like...
This is an issue of overheating. You go over and you do like some quick diagnostics. You know your way around some machines. And so the issue that is going on is this has a very powerful like power source that is overheating, and that is going to fracture and explode. So you're actually, you've got exactly the right idea that cooling it down is the way to go. There's a fountain, it's like two blocks away, so you're going to have to get her there, which might not be super easy because she's super heavy, especially with the armor. There's like a big crawdad fountain that has him like spitting water up into the air and spitting water from his claws because he did a bunch of help and like the local community came together and bought that fountain.
So I'm going to look at some of the other Striped Eagle army. I'm going to say, you, we need to pick her up and take her to this fountain we passed on the way in.
Roll to provoke.
A4.
Two of the Striped Eagles jet down towards you, and one of them shouts, he's killing her! And they like thunder into you and drag you down the street away from her. And so we get a panel that shows like, they've got like your arms yoked and you're being pulled back away from the heating suit. Inside the base, Lunar Lens is standing in the room. You can see there are like basically veins in her body that are lit up from the nanotech inside of her. And Puck, you've seen some of her memories.
Yeah.
We also get a panel that shows Alina like pushing through the crowd of mutants towards the inside of the building.
So she's standing up and trying to like move, right?
Yeah.
I think step one, he's going to grab her and try to like restrain her. And then he's going to turn, probably like get behind her and grab her arms and then turn her.
Okay.
So she's facing Frequency.
Yeah.
And be like, she's got some kind of nanobots or something inside her and they're doing something to her brain. Do you think you can stop them?
What? At this point, Sage is crying. It's too much.
Lunar Lens sees that you're crying, and she starts crying too.
Lens, we're going to fix this, okay? We're going to fix this. Look at me. It's Sage.
To be in the tank.
I know. We're going to get you in the tank. Don't worry. Let's just talk to Ben for a second.
I don't think the tank is a good thing.
I'm not serious, you moron. Fucking moron.
Ben's here.
Let's talk to Ben.
What kind? When you looked inside her brain, what did you see?
It was like a tank, like a sensory deprivation tank that you'd put someone in, and she was on like an operating table. Yeah, the tank. And I don't know. There are parts of her memories that are just like missing, not removed, like cleaner gone than I could do, and I'm pretty good at removing memories and stuff. Like, here's how I know her memories are messed up. At one point, I saw, like, as her, I saw myself. Like, there were two of her. Like, that can't be right.
Wait, you saw yourself? Like, you saw you?
Yeah, like she was in the tank, and, like, there was another of her on a table. And that's, like, what?
How is that possible?
That we get a panel showing Lunar Lens restrained by Puck. And the nanobots start to glow brighter, and we see her arms starting to flex and pull, and she's not strong enough to get away from Puck, but like it's very clear she's pushing too hard. And she goes, I want back in the tank.
Guys, I think they've cloned her.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Penance is played by Elsbeth Denman, who can be found on Twitter at The Cat on the Wall. Sokotoa is played by Mark Zurich, who can be found on Twitter at _Starkey_. Frequency is played by Rob Harvey, who can be found on Twitter at rharvey1211. Alina Mars is played by Jessica Benigni, who can be found on Twitter at herlockholmes. Puck is played by me, James Malloy. and I can be found on Twitter at @EndTheMeltdowns. The introduction was voiced by Peter DeGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us at our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com or follow us on Twitter at Protean City. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or wherever podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.